This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Kathy Cassidy from Westmount Elementary in the Prairie South School District in Saskatchewan. And this feature is in honor of our Cross Canada Spotlight on Saskatchewan. Kathy is a former winner of the Mindshare Learning Contest 3 years ago. Kathy, I can't believe it's 3 years. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Wow. You know, I watched your video and it was incredible to see these kids in grade one blogging, using wikis and videotaping and using DSs. I mean, you know, I'm just amazed at how innovative you've been. And that was kind of early days, particularly. We don't see that in schools here in Ontario today. So what was your tipping point in terms of integrating ICT in your teaching practice?
I would have to say it was back in 1999 when all of a sudden 5 computers were plopped into my classroom and I was expected to use them. So when you have 6-year-olds, in those days there was no, the internet was just a fledgling thing. And the computers that we got did not have the ability to put software on them. In those days, it was all about the software. And you couldn't put any software, but you could do the internet and you could do word processing. Now, my students at the beginning of the year don't know how to word process. They can't yet write. And so I thought there has to be something that we can do with the internet. And I found out that there was a lot of great games online. And so I started creating a web page to take my kids there so that they wouldn't have to type URLs. And that was the beginning of it. And then in 2005, I first heard the word blog. And that got me pretty excited because I thought, wow, this is a way that my kids could not just be passively interacting with what was online, but they could actually be creating something online. And since then, I've never looked back.
Fantastic. So how has your career evolved since then? You know, I see you on Twitter, and are the kids using Twitter? Have you, some of the amazing technology you got, $15,000 in technology, courtesy of our sponsors. How are things evolving since, and again, 3 years flies by like that.
Yeah, it does. And things change so fast as far as what's available. And that those prizes that I won were great. They were a great help to us to be able to connect more. We are on Twitter. My class now has a Twitter account. And I actually won a prize last spring from Best Buy Canada and was able to go one-to-one with iPads in my classroom. And so the kids are able at this point in the year to tweet themselves. They compose the tweets and they read the tweets during their reading time. And so, yeah, Twitter and they're reading other people's blogs. It's all part of the way we do things in the curriculum in my classroom.
That's fantastic. So are you, and you've been Skyping, so you take the opportunity to connect with other schools and experts around the world using Skype and Twitter?
Absolutely. So we also do use Skype for, we connect with classrooms sometimes if we're looking about what similarities and differences we have or what other learning opportunities we have with other classes. They want to show us something so that we Skype with regularly to, we give them math questions and they give us math problems to solve. And we also Skype with experts. For example, when we were studying in health, we were learning about the circulatory system in grade 2 and our brains and stuff. We Skype with a nurse to answer the questions that we had. That's the kind of ways that I use Skype.
Now these kids are in grade 1. So these kids are coming to school with keyboarding skills?
No, not really. I find that, their hands aren't developed enough so that they can keyboard anyway. Properly. That really doesn't happen till they're in about grade 3, I don't think, that their hands are big enough really to do that properly. So They hunt and pack, and they get faster as the year goes on.
Now, what advice do you offer to some of the newbie teachers who haven't had the exposure in their faculties? A lot of the faculties of ed, have not transformed. So some of these teachers are going in, and maybe you've seen some of these student teachers or first year teachers that don't have the pedagogical expertise that someone like yourself would have.
Well, I didn't learn it in college either, obviously. And so it doesn't have to be from that way. It would be nice if universities embraced that and there was a required, kind of a technology class for people who wanted to be teachers, but there's not always. And so there's no reason that they can't learn on their own. They want their students to learn. They can model learning for them as well. And the best way I would think that for them to do that would be to maybe get a Twitter account and follow people who are teaching the same field as they are or other fields and to learn from those people online. That's what I do.
And that's a great segue because I'm a big fan of Twitter and I follow you, you follow me, and it's become part of my ecosystem and professional learning network. And I just that's my go-to news source every day because it's instantaneous. And I think it's kind of at the still at the infancy stage in terms of the adoption cycle, but where, like, so you're on Twitter, and that's your, there's professional learning networks that have emerged. Are there any particular ones that you really favor when it comes to hashtags?
I really like the first chat because, of course, I teach grade one. And then this year, because I'm teaching grade two, I've been involved a little bit with second chat as well. And the kinder chat people, well, they just rock.
That's all new to me, so that's really cool. I hope that some teachers tune into that for sure. Now, what about leadership around innovation and, becoming system-wide or, scaling out amongst the school? We're starting to see that. I think that the key is once you get 15% of the teachers, then the rest kind of follow. How's it been at your school?
I would say that there's the teachers are definitely more interested in using technology than they were just a few years ago. The biggest issue, and I think this is the biggest issue everywhere, is for people to have access, right? If there was more access, they would be able to do more. And that's I think that's probably a global issue.
Right, but to your point, you've been creative. You entered the contest. You were successful with the Mindshare Learning contest. You entered the Best Buy contest, and the schools that I've got our recent winner in the Toronto area, Joyce Public School. They did research for different companies, introduced piloted technology, applied for provincial grants. And that they've made it happen. And it was the principal who led the initiative, who's since retired, but left a legacy. And to the credit of the new principal, she's continued that, nurturing that and fostering it and supporting teachers. So that seems to be, there's no single magic, I was going to use the word bullet, but that's not, but there's no single magic wand, if you will, to make it happen. And so interesting learning, how things across Canada are, there are similarities and there are differences.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right, it is leadership is really important. Leadership not just at the school level, but at your division, school division or district level and at the provincial level, that's all important. Another big issue is bandwidth. You know, if you have all these devices, if you're going with bring your own device, you've got to have the bandwidth to support the learning that way as well.
Now, from what I recall, Saskatchewan was one of the most connected provinces in Canada. High fiber network because of the, I guess, the military or Air Force presence that there, SaskTel, I guess that telco had laid out a lot of fiber and to the benefit of schools.
You know, that really is not something I'm familiar with. I know that there has been a couple times lately, what that they have increased bandwidth and that they have worked on that. If we're all trying to upload a video, all my kids at once off their iPads in our classroom, it's still an issue. But I think it is getting better.
That would definitely be a challenge if a classroom of kids are trying to upload videos on YouTube. And so, how are these kids performing academically? They're more engaged. Are you seeing that, it's raising their, I hate to say their test scores, but they're performing at a high level overall because they're more engaged?
It's very hard for me to say whether they're performing higher than they would otherwise. I don't know how they would be performing if we didn't have technology and weren't using it. I can't say, but I can say that they're learning in a connected way. They're learning in a way that will serve them in the future as they begin to develop a digital portfolio, as they learn how to learn from people in other countries and with other people in other countries and in other parts of Canada. I think those are important skills for them to be learning, even at a young age.
It sounds like such a rich learning environment that you're nurturing and exciting one at that, for the kids to be very hands-on and, multimodal, if you will, and multi-literacies. And that's fantastic. And you must enjoy going to work every day.
Well, I always did, but yes, I do.
In terms of professional development, you speak at conferences, you got to go to ISTE, your networks, really been growing, and that's part of professional development, I guess.
For sure. Yeah. The whole thing that I do on Twitter, there's just so many more teachers all the time who are interested in learning from each other and who want to be connected and who are sharing things that they're learning, and I learn from them every day.
So here I was on a webinar a couple weeks back, and a well-known author, Alan November, is from the US, is talking about his book, and he's mentioning my friend Kathy Cassidy from Saskatchewan. I'm like, I know Kathy, she won her contest. How cool was that? I mean, that's impressive. It really and technology, that's where it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It allows those connections. It allows someone in the US to know what's happening in my classroom.
Right. In fact, our Western winners this year were from Rocky View, Alberta, and we connected with them on Skype when we had our celebration this past week at Joyce with the contest winners. And it was a team submission from the school, and they said, "We feel like rock stars. The newspaper's written about us, and I know you got some press on it." And I thought we were done after 5 years of the contest, and the sponsors were there. Said, no, this is fantastic. You got to keep this going. And so it's really rewarding to see the impact that we're making across the country in our small way.
That's awesome.
And it's because of teachers like yourself who really are enjoy sharing and inspire others. And hats off to you for that. It's been great following your evolution, and you're coming to Niagara Falls, Canada, for Connect 2013.
I am. I'll be there, and I'll see you there.
Well, we're looking forward to hosting you, and until next time, as we like to say, we want to thank you, Kathy Cassidy from Westmount Elementary Prairie South School District, for joining us this evening.
It's my pleasure.
And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.